The winning bid on the drive down dock was $7.8 million, and that left about $1.9 million in state funding unused, at least for the time being. The Harbor Board is asking the Borough Assembly to use the remaining funds on a 120-foot bulkhead right next to the planned vehicle-accessible drive down dock. The board sought Assembly approval on funding the design work for that loading space. Petersburg Vessel Owners Association Executive Director Brian Lynch urged the Assembly to fund that work. He thought the loading area would help attract new vessels to come to Petersburg and would aid boats already homeported here.
We have the money for a facility. Let's use it for that purpose and build the best possible facility we can.
Former Harbor Board member Kurt Wallhuter is now on the Assembly. He said the bulkhead has been part of the plan since it started, but it was dropped in an attempt to stay within the project's budget.
So these have always been on the plans. You can go back to 1994 to present, and every single concept, even though there might be close to nine of them, have always had a bulkhead involved in it. And when we put the cold sturds there, I want to reiterate this one more time, it was so that we could access it from the water at some point without having to drive through town. So don't cut the cold storage off at its ankles if we have a chance to be able to provide an opportunity for them.
Work on the drive down dock started up this winter. It's being constructed at the end of the rock filled area next to the public cold storage. The bulkhead is planned for one side of that rock filled parking lot. Assemblymember John Haverlick wanted to wait on going forward with that addition.
Till our other projects are complete, until April when the legislature is adjourned. So we know, one, where we better stand with the projects that are complete and how much the actual cost, the final costs are. And the other is see what the state's giving us for any projects. And so I move to table the discussion till then.
The borough is also rebuilding North Harbor this year, widening the crane dock and some other smaller dock improvements. Borough manager Steve Giesbrecht struck a tone of caution about spending the additional money.
It's just from a conservative financial standpoint, I would say you may not want to spend your contingency money until these projects are substantially complete. Doesn't mean the project couldn't be done at that point in time. But, you know, reality is it's much easier to reallocate money from one harbor project to another than it is to move it elsewhere.
The Assembly voted unanimously to table the issue to its second meeting in September. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.